central bank digital currency is the centralized know everything about you system that's being developed for all central banks globally. Open artificial intelligence is going to be the tool that they use to collect all the information on you to build your digital social profile that then gives them the information that they need to cut you off from any buying or selling if you step out of line, right? So this is why this is all very important. So Microsoft just dumped $10 billion into the OpenAI company's structure.
$10 billion.
Well, you know that when Bill Gates decides he's going to spend $10 billion of his dollars into this, Bill Gates has been into, to say it bluntly, mass genocide in Africa through vaccines and everything and getting rid of people and forced abortions and everything like that. Not really a good character attribute to have as a person, right? So if he's having Satya Nadella, put $10 billion into this, you know, it can't be really good. But what this open AI infrastructure is going to do, it's going to give Google search engines a run for their money. Because it's a smart system, right? It can think on its own ultimately. And so this is the problem moving forward, right? So, but this goes back literally, David, like you said, like 15 years. So there's a gentleman named Altman he created a nonprofit arm for OpenAI like decades ago, right? Mm-hmm. So, and then, who was the first investor? Elon Musk was the first investor of $1 billion into this technology. So this has tentacles that go out to everything. Now this technology is being used for central bank digital currency. And so here's the danger of central bank digital currency. When you've got Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, the Bank of International Settlements, the World Bank, the G20 nations, the G7 nations, all of these globalists saying that this is the way that central bank is going to run, right? So, but what is it all about? It's not about a great reset about financial freedom. This is being done by command and control economies, communist fascists that want to know everything about you. And it's all about people control, right? And so they're using this artificial intelligence to collect the data on all of us, because what's the best way for global domination and people control? To control your finances, to control your spending. Because if they tell you and they can control what you spend money on and when you can buy and when you can sell, or if you can't at all, then they control you. Mm. That's the danger of this. And so you saw all those voices talking on that. And so, but you can't go from there to central bank digital currency, from just paper-based money to that overnight.
Right.
Time in public policy 101 says if you want to get any bill passed, you have to take incremental steps. You can't bite off eat an elephant in one bite, right? Mm-hmm. So what are companies doing? I mean, so there's another article that we were talking about. Bank of America, JP Morgan, and other banks are teaming up on a digital wallet to rival Apple Pay. So here's where they're getting people used to digital wallets, doing things electronically, right? So you've got Apple Pay, you've got PayPal, you've got Venmo, right? So now the big banks are entering into this fold.
And making money seem bad. COVID went to great lengths with that. Because even if we fly out of the Kansas City airport, you know, you can't pay with actual cash there. You know, with the baggage guys, when you pay, you know, there's no process there. You can pay with cash. And so they're just eliminating that because, you know, the heck, I couldn't have you come over and I buy a sofa from you or something and pay you every dollar that's moved is tracked and controlled by the man. There is no sub economy.
And that's at the Kansas City airport in the middle of the Bible Belt. Imagine exactly. There, like in New York or DC or LA or San Francisco, right? I mean, this is coming on us like a juggernaut coming down. It's like, you got to get out of the way, but how do you get out of the way? Right. So, so here's the problem. We've been talking a lot over the last year or so about the economics of everything and the inflationary pressures and the loss of jobs and wages aren't keeping up with inflation. There's an article I just read this morning that talks about artificial intelligence, over the next 5 years will take away 20% of all jobs.
20%.
20%. So what are these jobs? These are basically customer service type jobs, right? The entry level, low paying jobs. So imagine a world where 20% of the people working in these lower paying jobs could lose their jobs. And what's that going to mean? So companies like Microsoft and Google and everything are probably championing mm-hmm. this. Look, we don't have to pay these people. There's no potential lawsuits from it. There's no entitlements. There's no benefits. There's no insurance. This is going to be great. But what is the cost on society when these people have to go and get welfare, get government assistance mm-hmm. because they lost their jobs because of a computer has taken over? You're going to have highly paid people sitting alongside the desk of their coworker, a computer that's right. actually doing customer service stuff. And this is the weirdest world ever, right? But the cost in society, the increased taxation, even more inflation is going to come because of this. It's not yeah. going to save money. It's going to be a net drain on the government coffers because these people will need to get disability benefits. They're going to need to get unemployment benefits. They're going to get everything they can from the government because a computer just took their job. And the mm-hmm. estimates are 20% of all wow. workers globally will lose their job to a computer over the next 5 years.
Well, it'll do to customer service jobs as well as many creative jobs like graphic design, mm-hmm. even song and music writing mm-hmm. is all art. Already things in the art and the creatives. Mm-hmm. It'll do to those things what manufacturing robots did to manufacturing. Yeah. Auto manufacturing all became, automated through robots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So here's where we're headed, right? There's nothing that we can really do to stop this. It's got too much momentum. They've got too much of a running head start to stop central bank digital currency. But what'll happen is when people realize what this is, you're going to have evangelicals and Catholics that say, this is the mark of the beast. I'm not going to accept this. You're going to have libertarians that say, this is a complete loss of privacy and freedom. I'm not taking this.
Right.
You have people here in Colorado, like the pot capital of the world mm-hmm. saying, pay cash from my pot and it was private. Now I've got to have everything tracked. I don't want this, right? Mm-hmm. Every sector of society is going to say, this is not what we thought that it was. And so you're going to have alternative currencies that come up right along parallel with it from the jump, right? And so you're going to have probably a gold-backed currency. You can barter with silver, right? You can mm-hmm. other things that come up to rival this. So just because central bank digital currency is actually going to hit the mainstream like here pronto, doesn't mean that it will last, right? Because mm-hmm. there's going to be other alternative currencies, but you won't be able to play if you don't understand what those alternative currencies are. The yeah. best thing we can do, get out of the system, invest into gold and silver. It's tangible yeah. asset that you mm-hmm. take delivery of. You can use it for barter if need be, because these things that we're talking about, man, David and Stacy, it's not speculation. It's happening.
Right.
They're
right.
About it. Just like a Christian would brag about their faith and be evangelists of their faith. Mm-hmm. These people are evangelists in their faith, and their faith is this globalist superunion that they're bragging about. They're not mm-hmm. hiding under the covers anymore. They're bragging about it, right? And so it used to be all conspiracy theory for 20, right. 30 years. It's like, oh, we're hiding it. We can't let people know that we're talking about yeah. this. They're openly bragging about it.